So what's up, y'all? It's a trend going on. Everybody burning Bensalaga. You know what I'm saying? And you know your boy. You know your boy. That's all I wear at Bensalagas, man. That's all I wear at Bensalagas. I even mowed the yard in Bensalagas. And guess what came in today? Bensalagas. So what should I do? Should I burn them or what? I love it. If I burn them, what I'm gonna wear? So if I burn them, what I'm gonna wear? So if you want me to burn all my Bensalagas, cash out me $5,000. Until then, how they look on me? How they look? Chime in, let me know how I look. I'm about to head to the bar. I'll let your boy from Mississippi, Menzini.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is a Trucker's Mind podcast out of California. I'm currently at work, so if you hear a bunch of shit in the background, it's the truck. Anyways, man, shout out to you guys for being the elder statesman in that space. I just wanted to give you guys some love. I'm listening to episode 496. One of the guys on there is talking about how he likes hairy vaginas. I totally disagree, man. I do not want a whole afro in my mouth while I'm trying to eat the pussy. I do not want to be licking Julius Irving afro while I'm trying to have sex. It's not going to work. Anyway, great job. Keep going. Keep doing your thing, man, and God bless you guys. Later.
Yo, this is your boy, Just Red 904 from Code Red, a podcast. And you always know that I'm tuned in with Frocast.
Hey, what up? It's your boy G from the Cut to It podcast with NFL legend Steve Smith Sr. And hey, you can catch us on Charlamagne the Guy's new network, The Black Effect, on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check us out at Cut to It on social media. Hey, but enough of that. Hey, with me and my wifey, when we want a good laugh, we want to hang around another funny couple because you can't do that trash right now. We tuning into the Frocast with King and Queen Germ. Hey, one thing for sure, y'all made me want to step my AKA game up. Y'all got about a million of them. But for real, though, keep doing y'all thing. Y'all giving us quality content. Subscribe to them. Give them five-star ratings. G, Cut to It podcast with Steve Smith Sr. I'm out.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tune into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, aka the People's Champion, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the Bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you mid-smoking, taking seeds out your weed, breaking that garbage-ass weed up with your hands-ass podcasters. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off. Show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade.
And I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to download, subscribe, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader, or you can go to Frocast.com, listen to the show. We also have a voicemail that you can call in and leave a message at 347-201-2572. Leave a message, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind the scenes exclusive content by going to nappyafro.club and get shout out on the show like our latest Patreon. We got Tito. Straight to the point, shout out to Tito. And you can be just like Tito and get shouted out on the show by becoming a patron. Now, if option A, B, or C does not tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what's option D? Retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us in the story, and we'll shout you out. Like we had Mama Life, we had, I'm going to give some of the people that don't never usually get props that did it last week. That surprised me. Hell, Be Easy did it from the other page. That was a strange, you know. The Nappy Afro page is usually only buns. I was like, wow, they're showing us some love. We must be getting pretty good. What else we had? Who else? And everybody else that did it, man. It was a lot of y'all. I was trying to get some of the ones that stuck out, but right now my mind's a little cloudy. You know what I'm saying? But we do thank y'all for the support. Everybody's Spotify Wrapped is coming out now. Shout out to all the ones that had the Frocast in their top five for podcasts to listen to. We really do appreciate it, man. It means a lot, man. Hey, I saw we beat the Reed on somebody's. I said, we beat the Reed? I said, what? Oh, shit. We beat the Reed? Niggas listen to us more than the Reed? Hey, shout out, nigga. That was a win in my motherfucking book. Because I ain't expect us to beat no popular podcasters. But when I seen us on the list beating the popular niggas on some people's list, I said, oh, shit. Oh, shit. So shout out to y'all, man. We appreciate it, man. We hope we can keep churning these motherfuckers out, man. So, all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, I gotta ask you, how was your week?
Week is great. Semester over. Party starting. It's only up from here. 2023 is a couple of weeks away, but I ain't rushing it because I need to enjoy every day of my week.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm out here. I'm going to be popping bottles every day.
Oh, Lord. She lying, y'all.
Turning up.
Queen Jar lying, y'all.
I'm going to hit the blunt tonight.
She lying, y'all.
I am.
She lying.
I'm lying, but it sound good when I said it.
Sound real good.
But you fucked up my credibility.
The Flowmaster Dreams. Yeah. Nah, I just got to keep you. I got to keep you honest.
I'm just saying, sometimes I do drink when we record, but, you know, I can't do that shit every day.
Yeah, because you be wilding out. Yeah. You reason go out the window once you get drunk and we record.
Yeah,
you just be saying all kind of crazy stuff. And I'll be like, yo, bro, you wilding.
Yeah.
That's what happened when the liquor get in you.
Yeah, so. Or I get sleepy.
Oh, yeah, so. Or you get sleepy. Yeah.
Neither one is productive.
It has happened before. Like, we used to have to record a show after football practice, and it's pushing 10:30, and we still recording. She's sitting over there, eyes just getting heavy. I'm like, hold on, let me end this show.
Yeah, wrap it up.
Let me wrap this motherfucker up.
But, yeah, week going good. How about yours, honey?
My week, we had our football banquet. It was nice. You know, a lot of food. Had a good time out there. Shout out to Coach O. He gave the boy a bottle. You know what I'm saying? A liquor.
Uh-huh,
you know,
I told him I like.
Yeah, I was just like, damn, bro, I appreciate it. You know, I you want to crack it down? Nah, this shit probably going to last me a good minute, dog. Like, I don't drink like that. You know what I'm saying? You know.
You could have let the man get a drink off.
He bought everybody a bottle. He was
the
like,
same thing?
Yeah, he bought everybody the same kind. So he was like, y'all want to crack him open now? I'm like, nah, nigga, we at the park. Nigga, like, I don't party like this in front of the kids. I don't know about y'all, nigga, but I don't do this in front of the kids.
Yeah, but you do all kind of things in front of your kids.
I mean, my kids are grown. They know me.
No.
They know me. They know my intentions are good. Mm. They know that, like, this nigga ain't sitting up here, he pricing what he preaching and all that. What, you know. They know I'm human.
Oh, but,
yes. So.
That's what we give to our kids.
Yeah, so, you know, but as far as that, that was pretty much a good part of my week. Nothing else really happened, I don't think. I can't remember.
Nothing else really happened.
Got the show posted on time and everything, yeah.
The right show?
Got the right show posted. you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's about it. That's about my week. encapsulated.
Have you purchased Queen Germ's Christmas gift yet?
Y'all know that I go Christmas shopping till the week of. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Oh. So, interesting. You know.
So I get the leftovers.
No, you don't get the leftovers.
Oh, my God.
No. I'm just saying. I always go the week of. Like, I mean, that's just how that's how real niggas shop.
Okay.
I have a sneaky wife, so it would be hard for me to hide your gift for more than a week. Because you are always plundering through things. You're always going, like, you see us huddled up. Oh, what's going on?
What you doing?
You are, we up here trying to plan a surprise for you. You come busting the door. What? You just be cutting, like,
I mean, because I don't need nobody again, doing that. Y'all conspiring to do
nobody
something.
Conspiring to throw you a party, but you won't let it happen because you just, Boozy, you going to tell me what y'all talking about? Juan, I know you my boy. I know you. Oh, I mean, you just be just, so we just like, you know what?
Fuck it.
You know what I'm saying? Because she going to mess up her own surprise.
Y'all can throw me a surprise next year.
No, we can't never do it. Because anytime we, like I said, huddle up, you think like we trying to get you out of here or something. I'm sitting there like, let me and the kids be in the room together just sitting there talking. She come over the door. She looking around.
Somebody start laughing.
She looking sketchy and shit. She just looking around. I'm just like,
what y'all doing?
Like, niggas ain't trying.
I got the monopoly on this family. Y'all don't have no business doing nothing without me. That's just how it works. That's how it works.
But damn, you sitting there that like nigga trying to set you up and shit. We just trying to goddamn surprise you and shit. Like that shit we did for your birthday. It was like, I was like, I don't know how we gonna pull this out without her knowing, but we gonna
and
have
y'all
to.
Y'all did, and it was good.
You know what I'm saying? I was just like, cause
I was impressed.
Cause she out. Where you going? Where you going? You going to? I mean, where you going?
What you gotta do?
What you gotta do? You just leave it. Like, God damn, man! Like, yo, like
it happens.
Yes, and I'm saying like nigga trying to do something.
Y'all gotta work harder. That's all.
No, we shouldn't have to do that. Damn, let nigga surprise you. God, dog, sit back, be quiet.
It was nice. I appreciate it.
Yes. So yeah, man. But that was my week dealing with Queen Germ, her mess. Y'all know how it is.
Whatever.
What you mean?
That's what I said. Whatever, nigga. Ain't like I'm no mess to deal with.
I didn't
with.
Say no mess like dealing mess.
Dealing with them dirty
churn. Oh, stop it. You always throwing the kids under the bus. Kids, look, man. They ain't do nothing to you, man. You ain't got to just keep insulting the kids, bro. But anyway, let's go ahead and tackle this timeline for Queen Jern to get started. And y'all know how we start out the shows, man. We started with, what's on the timeline? What's on the timeline is when we talk about that subject that everybody on your social media timeline is talking about. And this week, y'all know what it was. BG is free. No, not Christopher Dorsey. Not the nigga from Bling Bling. Not that nigga. I'm talking about Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner is back home. We traded her for for some dude, an arms dealer.
They overshot for that one, but
they called that nigga the Merchant of Death. And we got back an all-star WNBA player. You know
don't
what I'm saying?
Don't
I'm just saying.
You play too much, entirely too
I'm just
much.
Saying. This nigga name is the Merchant of Death. I don't know what that means or what he does. Like, I mean, you know, God damn. We made a trade for him. We got that out the way. Apparently, all these niggas that play Call of Duty or somehow know about guns dealers and shit and how dangerous this dude is. Let me tell y'all something real quick. First of all, this nigga might be a dead asset. And what I mean by a dead asset is he been out the game too fucking long. He don't know fucking shit. Information, you need niggas fresh on. He got all this old info. He ain't got no new intel. He's not the asset that he was. So listen, calm down, people. Calm down. But we ain't talking about the asset guy. Brittany Griner, how do you feel about Brittany Griner being free?
I'm happy.
Why?
I mean, if we got to think about it, like, yeah, she did something stupid, whatever, whatever. I mean, this is another testament to somebody got enough power, clout, whatever, money, influence. They could do whatever they want to do because, like, a normal person would have got stuck over there and I guess
she was over there working
nothing.
A part-time job in Russia. She ain't got money like that.
Okay, but I'm saying she had enough influence. Somebody decided that they was going to pull in a fever for...
Who made the call and said Brittany's the one?
Hey, I don't know. Your government doing whatever for black people nowadays. Y'all better get us a check. But until that started happening, you know what I'm saying, dropping some more checks in these accounts, the shit don't make no sense. But, I mean, at the end of the day, if we can say a black person is free, regardless whether they was right or wrong, the lady ain't hurt nobody. She just trying to get a little weed or whatever she was trying to get over here. So, I'm just like, at this point, I'm happy that she's free.
Okay. I mean, first of all,
I'm never going to say incarcerated. I mean, because for drugs, to be honest, the way I look at it, drugs shouldn't be illegal.
Okay, now, okay, I'm glad you mentioned that. Because now the precedent has been set. She got caught abroad with dope. All right? So now back home, it's time for you to say, hey, dope, we got to make dope legal now. Because we trading prisoners for a dope head. So now you need to, anybody that got a weed charge on their record,
let that shit go.
Shit wiped off. If you in jail for weed, non-violent weed, you got to get out. Expunge. Anybody, I mean, that's what you got to do now. This is on a federal level. You made a conscious decision to trade a dope head for a motherfucking arms dealer. Now, like I said, whether this arms dealer is still in the game or not, don't fucking matter.
But when they got connects, them people.
It's the weed, though. I'm like, yo, you got her back. I can see if she was a political prisoner they had over there for some bullshit. They got over there for dope.
So she did what they said she did.
She did what she said she did. Now, was it a little excessive? Absolutely. But I can't tell them how to govern their places. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So now back home on the home front, since you were so vigilant on getting her home, let's go ahead on a federal level. Just and make this shit, make this motherfucking shit legal. That's what I want to see from behind this. Like, you got to do something for home for all the Brittany Grinders that's at home. It's niggas that's in jail right now for a gram of weed doing motherfucking life. You know what I'm saying? So you need to do something for the niggas that's at home that's got charges and shit like that, because if you're going to do it for one, you need to do it for all. Think about all the citizens. Because, I mean, who says this nigga, this Call of Duty ass nigga ain't the nigga that's going to, you know, like you said, spark some shit up. Like, this nigga, if anything pop off in the next month to a year behind this nigga, hey.
Y'all better be careful at all these New Year's parties. Y'all out there, y'all hear something crack-a-lacking. Oh, it ain't gonna just be them damn fireworks.
The Merchant of Death is back on the street.
Exactly.
And nigga, it's gonna be lurking. Some fire-ass guns. Like, he gonna be trying to sell these nigga these old-ass guns. Niggas will be like, yo, nigga. You better get this shit the fuck up out of here. He gonna run up on a nigga with an old ass gun. Nigga, look at this nigga like, bro, you better get that old ass shit out of here, boy. They gonna shoot his motherfucking ass.
They got it. He got that word.
He better have some new guns, nigga, because you come out there with that old shit. Nigga's gonna be like, nigga, please, bro. Nigga, I want a laser beam on my gun. Nigga, you ain't got the flamethrower, nigga. This is what I need. You can't get that shit? Oh, man, fuck out of here, dog. You can't get no sticky grenades. You can't.
Nah.
Nigga, he just coming with them old regular grenades. Niggas like, nigga, I want claymores. Nigga, I want real shit.
He got it. He got what you need.
Yeah, old ass bombs, nigga. Still got the little gum on that shit. Nah, we don't want that. We want the new shit.
He said he got the new shit for you, though.
But welcome home, Brittany. I ain't no hater. You know what I'm saying?
Sound like it.
I'm not.
Sound like a little hater.
I'm glad WNBA young boy is home.
Because that girl deserved to be back on U.S. soil. I know she ain't going nowhere no time soon.
Hey, that motherfucker better stay her ass in the goddamn house.
Exactly. And smoke all the weed she want at the house.
You better just stay the fuck home. Like, yo, you better. Hey, matter of fact, Brittany owe us some goddamn airtime. Hey, we need some. Hey, you need to do some kind of social justice work. I need to see you on the front lines. At the next rally or something, goddamn. Niggas was out here fighting for your ass, Brittany.
For you.
You owe the niggas something. So you better get out here and goddamn, you better do something for the cause. Like, you make it right, Brittany. You owe us now. So I need to see your tall ass at the next motherfucking goddamn rally, nigga. with your fist in the air.
That girl said she was, the man who...
They talking about, so when she got on the plane... She was speaking to
everybody.
Nigga, I just been in jail, but I'm speaking to everybody too. Nigga, I'm going home.
Yeah.
Nigga, I was talking to everybody in that bitch, nigga.
What's her name?
I thought I wasn't going to be.
Ever.
Nigga, what? Oh,
you
hell.
I'm
up there looking at the plane like, yo, can I get some of the wings like they do with the,
I want not the wings. Like a flight attendant.
Yes, sir. They get the little kids in their first flight. Yeah, I want one of them. Let me get all of that. Show me what them buttons do, nigga. I want to see everything, nigga. Fuck that. 9 months in a Russian prison. Like, we don't know what the fuck she went through in that motherfucker. They probably had her playing basketball against niggas for her freedom and shit. She kept losing. Really? They was like, they kept bringing the NBA. She was playing like, what's that nigga name? What's the nigga name? Joker. Jokic or whatever. She had to play Karolinko, all them niggas. Who else from around there? I think your boy from around there, Luca. I think he from
You sick. You see,
Luke was out there putting her ass, doing her ass in. She couldn't get her freedom because she had to play for that shit.
She can play good. Well.
Let me stop, man.
Yeah, you hating.
We welcome.
You hating.
Glad you home, Brittany.
Don't sound like it.
Yes, it is, man.
I'm definitely happy because, like I said, the people, they didn't have to
I don't give a fuck. Niggas gonna get these jokes. I don't care who you is, nigga. Like, straight up, bro. I really don't. Like, everybody can get joked on. Hey, nobody is above getting joked on. I'm a firm believer in that, so.
Well, I'm just glad she on this side
of it. Me too. I'm glad she home now. I never want to see a black person behind bars unless you did it. Unless you really did that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, I'm glad you home, Brittany. But you gonna get these jokes. So, all right. Welcome home, Brittany. And that's all for What's On the Timeline, man. We're going to see what we can find, dig up for y'all. What will social media give us for our opening topic next week? It's all up to y'all, man. It's all up to y'all. This is a guy named Jalen Smith. Mm-hmm. And he's a mayor of a town in Arkansas. And the interesting thing about Jalen Smith is he's 18 years old.
So the town ain't got enough going on.
I mean, this man is 18 years old.
I mean, it's nothing that an 18-year-old could do for me to run a town.
What you mean?
I mean, he's governing a place called Early Arkansas.
Okay. Is a Jalen Smith graduated from high school in May. Less than a year later, the 18-year-old will be tasked with governing Earl, Arkansas as the rural city's newly elected mayor. Okay, Smith is a Democrat. I don't know why they had to put that in there. Was elected mayor of Earl, population 1831. Jesus Christ. Why don't y'all just get sucked into the next town? Yeah, it's only 1800, y'all. Nobody, that's the size of a high school. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's crazy. That he is. Defeated his opponent, Nimmy Matthews, the city street and sanitation superintendent, by 233 votes to 235 votes to 185, according to the unofficial results from the Crittenden County Clerk's Office.
He just was able to vote, and he is the mayor of that city. So that tells you right there, they don't know what they want to do with themselves. Like, a child couldn't do nothing for me. That don't make sense.
Why not? I mean, if he knows his shit, I mean, probably it's only... It ain't really nothing to goddamn to damn rule around that motherfucker.
I'm saying the person who he was up against was the city's street and sanitation superintendent.
The garbage man. He went against the garbage man.
Like, I'm not understanding how they have this thing set up.
So the person...
And he only won by 235 votes.
No,
it was the
he won by 40
don't
votes.
Even,
he
the
won
people
by 50
don't
votes.
Even vote. Apparently, because
yeah.
he had
1,800 residents.
Yeah, he had 235.
He won by 50 votes.
And the other person...
See, y'all opponent, niggas out there talking about y'all don't vote, don't matter. Look at this shit. This nigga won by 50.
And 85.
In Georgia, they would have had to do a runoff.
Yeah. Most places, they would have had to do a
runoff. Nah. Ain't too many places like Georgia. Okay. You got to have 50.1% or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's like 51%.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
So anyway, he said, I ain't running to make a name for myself. He said, I ran because I wanted to keep my community and move my community in the direction that it needed to be moved in. Sir, you just said the same fucking thing over and over again, but you are 18. Now, no way in the world, like you said, I could be in a town where 18-year-old is the mayor because he's 18. Like,
yeah, he ain't
you don't know
though.
Shit.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing. Like, unless we just started this fucking town, nigga, like you started the goddamn town. And yeah, you can be mayor. But if it's a town that's been around longer than 18 years, your ass can't be the motherfucking mayor, mm-hmm. nigga.
Yeah, he doing way too much.
Let's see. So they say he will be the youngest black mayor elected in the United States. So they say he's, you know, Frank Scott Jr., he's the mayor of Little Rock, and someone who advised Smith Salt as he prepared for the mayorally. Right, come on, say that word. He said, I'm excited for Jalen and the entire community and Earl as he becomes the youngest ever African-American mayor elected in the country. I'm proud of his willingness to enter into a public service at such a young age and his aspirational goals for the city. So what they finna do to this young man, they gonna turn
they
this nigga out.
Move him into something.
Yeah, because 18... Well, first of all, the city ain't really got that much. 1,800 people, man. So it's a good
start.
Yeah,
I'm saying I get it, but at the same time, it's still a silly because, I mean, I guess all you got to do...
Look.
Is wanted.
Okay. Smith accredited his work in the Student Government Association of School that made him passionate and determined about serving his community at a higher level. You know, they say, although Smith is young, he has a clear vision of what he wants to see in Earl, and he knows it won't happen overnight. He wants to rebuild the city by ridding it of abandoned homes, make the police department operate 24 hours. Hold on, you live in a city where the police don't work 24 hours?
I mean, they ain't got
nigga, we coming out there to set up shopping, Earl. Nigga, we about to have that motherfucker jumping, boy. Really? Ooh, create jobs for the youth. That's what I'm finna do. That's what I'm finna do. And implement public transportation to grocery stores. Sick. Nigga, y'all only got 1,800 people, nigga. Build a central location grocery store and make everybody walk and walking distance for everybody. It's only 1,800 people.
Like, that's how you feel?
I mean, shit, you only got 1,800 people in your town. That ain't shit. We got 1,800. We probably got 1,800 in this neighborhood.
I guess.
Think about it. It's at least about 80 to 100 houses over here.
You ain't got that many people in no one house.
But even at two people, well, yeah, you're right. But it's a lot of people over here. And more than an Earl, goddamn. It'd be that.
I'm sick of you already.
I mean, God, just on the it'd be that many people in the Walmart, goddamn, 1,000.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. Like, yeah, just think about that. Like, that's they Walmart probably. They got one of the little small Walmarts.
The neighborhood auto.
Yeah. Like, no, they got. Hey, you seen the smaller Walmart in there? It's like the size of a Dollar General. It's one in, I forgot what part of Georgia it's in. But it's a little ass one. It's like an express Walmart. That shit little as fuck. It's the size of a Dollar General. I said, God damn.
I mean, well, if the people don't need that much, they got to just have enough well, like, so Walmart yeah, could rob like, them.
You're right. Y'all niggas probably them. Live off the land, so all y'all need some just the some bullshit around here. Y'all burn your trash up. Y'all don't need shit. Country people are so efficient, dog. I love the efficiency of country people because, one, like I said, I'm spoiled. I live in the city. I can't live nowhere where I got to go to town to go to the grocery store. Like, that's not fucking happening. Like, I got to, like, no, nigga. Like, if I want to go to the mall is right there. It ain't got to be like, well, you know, we're going to go to the mall in 3 weeks.
Everybody got to put it together like it's a whole event.
Y'all going there looking country bumpkins and shit, looking all crazy and shit. Y'all ride deep in the wood grain Volkswagen. I mean, the station wagon with the wood grain on it. Y'all riding deep in that motherfucker. Like, hell no. No. But yeah. Mm. So shout out to Mr. Smith. Your 18-year-old ass and the people of Earl, they ain't got 24-hour police service or people. I'm not telling y'all what to do, but they ain't got 24-hour police service. So that means
they ain't got no crime.
There's it must. Nigga, get that shit jumping, nigga. Hey, bring that shit. Nigga, that's a perfect spot. Then they got a young-ass mayor. He can be controlled. Hey, if you want to be Nino Brown, take your ass to Earl, Arkansas and set up shop. They got a young-ass mayor. You can get over on it. Think about it. This nigga gonna get some pussy. He gonna lose his goddamn mind. This nigga 18. It's gonna be somebody gonna be running that city. But what?
Man, I mean, he black and he in Arkansas. Dog, so I don't know.
Earl, Arkansas. I'm telling y'all, that's a good place to move right now. Good place to move. I need to ask Powell and y'all how far they from now. Them niggas might live in Earl.
I hope not.
Well, y'all, it is the holiday season. And no, this is not our Christmas show yet because we realize we still got one more show before Christmas. So next week will probably be a little more Christmassy, I think, because Christmas is when? I don't know.
The 25th, and it's on a Sunday.
Oh, shit. Christmas on a Sunday?
Yeah, nigga.
Damn. Hey, that used to suck when Christmas used to be on a Sunday. Because I was like, Mom, I know you don't expect us to go to church today.
And she did.
I was like, Mom, we getting out of this. Like, hey, I'm putting my foot down. Like, she dragged me in there maybe once. You know what I'm saying? But the other time that it fell, nah, Mom, we not going to church over Christmas. Like, that's not finna happen. Like, that's not going to happen. But like, that'll be that day I'll be like, y'all, do not wake up early today. So we ain't got to go. We can stay home. Like, don't get up at 4.
The heathen.
Yeah, I ain't no heathen. I'm just saying, man. That's selfish. If Christmas falls on Sunday, church should be like, you know what? We're going to take the day off. Close like Chick-fil-A one day, goddamn. That's all I'm saying. Close. You ain't got to be. It's not sad. Church being, they being.
But you're supposed to be celebrating the person's birthday.
But it's Sunday.
The Jesus Christ birthday is on December the 25th, or the celebration of it is December the 25th. You telling me if it happened to fall on a Sunday, now you feel like his birthday inconveniencing your party.
No,
ain't cool.
Christmas, no. Church is inconveniencing Christmas, is all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like,
but that would be the ultimate gift if you were at church on Sunday.
No, I want to be Christmas.
On Christmas.
Yeah, I want to be doing Christmas on Christmas. Christmas only come once a year. And when it falls on Sunday, it kind of dampers the mood because it's like, it's Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what you do on Sundays besides
watch football?
Watch football. You gonna still watch football if it's something come on?
Yeah, but it's still Christmas. Like, it's taken away from the day. Like, think if Thanksgiving fell on a Sunday and they asked you to come to church on Thanksgiving. You'd be like, I don't know about that church, man. I don't think I'm getting up to go to church on Thanksgiving. You see what I'm saying? It's just like, so when Christmas fall on it, it's just like, you know, that's why they fixed Thanksgiving, so it'll never have that problem. They was like, that's why Thanksgiving is perfect. It don't never motherfucking move. It's just like Thursday, nigga. Like, you know what it's going to be Christmas? That shit dance through the calendar. It could be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It could be any motherfucking any day. Yeah.
Any day
but Thanksgiving is like, nope, fourth Thursday in motherfucking November, nigga.
Uh-huh.
And you ain't got to worry about doing nothing. Sucks if you got to go to work on a Thanksgiving, but most people don't.
Yeah.
And you know, that's why Thanksgiving is amazing, bro. It's like, she don't have to do nothing that day.
Okay.
You know? But anyway, it's that holiday time. Getting back to what we was talking about. Yeah. It's holiday time, and people are having office parties. Queen Germ, are you a office party person?
No, because we had one today, and I didn't even go to that shit.
Mm.
My thing is...
Now, is this a post-COVID hesitation, or yeah, just like,
I don't fuck with y'all niggas. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just the way I look at it, because it's like, for
me... Why don't you fuck with y'all?
Primarily because there's a whole lot of foolishness that goes on at the place that I work at. And when I say foolishness, it's always going to be something because you're dealing with people.
Yes.
But people in this environment have been going out of their way to do dumb stuff.
Yes.
So when you do things like this, I don't like to pretend. You know what I'm saying? And I don't. One thing about me is that I don't really like to be fake with people. I don't want to give you the impression that we actually friends when we're not. Mm. We're not. So I don't show up to places, especially like you eating and stuff. You to me. I enjoy meals and entertainment with people that I actually enjoy being around.
And let me tell you something. You do that sometimes, and I'll be like, try to make it a little less obvious that you are not fit. Because you, when you ain't, like, when you around somebody that you don't, I'll be like, God damn.
Yeah,
like,
it's there.
And that's why I'm like, why you at least can put the...
But see, you're not going to make me be fake, and I don't want you to be fake.
I don't.
So I'm going to excuse myself from the whole situation. That's why I didn't show up today. I had a couple of people call me and say, oh, you going over there? I said, I ain't even on campus.
Because
I don't even want y'all to be tempted to knock on my door to say, hey.
Come on over. Come on down.
They having they got the music going. They got this, and the third. Then they had another to text me. And I'm not coming.
They trying to be your friend.
They not, though. Because the thing is, in this environment, a lot of people, they just want to do what's necessary to make themselves feel good. So if you just using me or you like trying to be the person, say, oh yeah, I went around, I got this person, I got that person to get them to come, it's simply because those people in administration want to see everybody. They want to take your pictures. They want to be able to tell their supervisors that they're doing something to build morale because that's a problem right now. So if I help you be phony or help you build a case for what we all know is not reality, I'm a part of the problem, not the solution. So I would rather remove myself from the whole situation so you don't have to use me in your lie to say, oh yeah, they got, you know what I'm saying, we had a great time. We had, you know, 75 people out here. No, I won't be in the mix. So I just feel like with office parties, you gotta... I mean, another thing is like, even if I want to be wild and crazy at an office party, that's a place where you can party, but you really can't party. So it's like, people be saying, oh yeah, have fun, let your hair down. No, the hell you can't, because if your supervisor is there, you know good and well, it's but so... Even if they have drinks and stuff at the thing, it's but so toe up you can get when you're with your coworkers, because you still have to deal with these people. Mm-hmm. So if you in there telling... You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I always thought you had a nice ass. Or I always, you know what I'm saying? You get so drunk, you tell somebody like, oh, shoot, I sure would love to ride that thing. Now you got a whole situation. You finna catch a charge because you don't know how to act at the damn office party.
Exactly. You gotta know, because this time of year, the office parties, the drinks be flowing.
Yeah, they get lit now.
And that's where a lot of people get fucked up at. Once these drinks get to flowing, you start doing all kinds of, you're talking, you're dancing. Your next thing you know, you might end up in the closet or in a weird situation with a coworker that you didn't think it was going to happen. So, I went and found a scout on the internet for some do's and don'ts for the holiday parties. And what's going on? All right. Cool. Can we do that here? Is that fine?
Come on, nigga.
All right. So, the don'ts. You know what I'm saying? They was like, based on respondents' experiences, these are the top five behaviors most likely to get an employee fired at the office party, okay? One, dancing with a coworker. Again.
It shouldn't get you fired because well, you're having a party. You're having a party.
But look, though. I mean, you might just been dancing with me. And what if I scooted up on you?
Your dick got hard on me.
I scooted up on you. You felt that thing getting throbbing. You're like, oh, shit. You know, it went, you know.
That wasn't what it was supposed to be. Like, that's nature.
But I'm saying, we started dancing. And then, you know, I got close up on you so you can feel it. You know what I'm saying? And then now you're like, whoa, Stanley. I didn't want to feel your dick on my ass. You know what I'm saying?
Or they might have said, yeah, Stanley. But, I don't want to feel your dick on again, my ass. And that, then now you got a whole situation, Stanley.
That, but see, now, see, it could go either way.
It can.
Stanley might have wanted to go the way you was talking about and it went the way I was talking about. So, hey, just to keep it safe, don't dance on your coworkers, bro.
Don't dance.
Don't dance.
Okay.
Number two, flashing someone. Now, listen, that's self-explanatory. Please keep your private parts to you. Don't show me your titties at the party. Don't flash your dick at the party. Don't, you know, pull your dress up. Let them see the thong or the lack thereof underwear. Because, hey, it's going to lead somewhere where you don't want it to go.
Storage closet.
Yes.
That's where we're going.
Number three, avoid the mistletoe. Do not kiss a client. Whether that's a fucking, whatever kind of client it is. Kissing anybody is not good.
Okay.
Avoid the mistletoe.
No kissing.
Don't even have mistletoe at the Christmas party.
That's
don't set nobody up because then you put pressure on somebody. Oh shit, I'm under the mistletoe.
Come on, let's just do it.
Yes. Number four, making inappropriate jokes. Now listen, me and my friends, we make some very inappropriate jokes when we on the phone with each other. But will we ever say that out loud? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But we will joke inappropriately. Now, joking with your coworkers like that, it's definitely a no. Because you don't know the level of offense that your coworker may take. Like, you can't joke. Like, me and my friend, like, I cannot tell a joke that me and my friends say at work just because, hey, I don't know how offended y'all niggas get. I don't know your life experiences. I like working here, so I'm going to keep it out of the motherfucking way.
Everybody got triggers.
Everybody got triggers. You don't know what this man trigger is. I might, oh, nigga, no, I got touched with something when I was a kid.
Now you think that shit funny?
Oh, nigga, my daddy dead, nigga. Nigga, my mama used to make me. Oh, shit. So, hey, I'm cool on that. So, stay away from the inappropriate jokes. And number five, man, again, like they said earlier, kissing a coworker. Shit go awkward. When you go from being coworkers to, oh, shit, what the fuck? What the fuck?
And then you got witnesses if you did it in public.
Hell yeah.
You and Johnny doing all that?
You know what I'm saying? That niggas put that pressure on. Like, I could never mess with somebody I work with because it was just like, that's too much pressure.
But that's the reason why
it's like everybody in your fucking business.
Yeah. From day one, people say, oh, you don't want to hang out with
me. People, you don't even never talk to you.
We don't even need to work together.
Miss Linda on the demo team. Oh, wait, you and us such and such together. God damn, lady. You just a damn sample lady. How the fuck you know about my business? So, you know, so yeah, they don't do that at the office party, man. Yeah. Those are the don'ts. Now, these are the do's. Now, the first one on the do list is conflicted with the first one on the last list. It say dancing. Maybe you can dance by yourself, but just don't dance on nobody, which, I mean, y'all can dance in a circle. That's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Are you doing a soul train line?
Yeah. You can do that, the wobble, a group dance, something like that, but no individual dancing. They say, do the gift exchange. Now, hey, make sure there's a limit. You know, so unless you feel something special about this person, this is your shot. But again, all y'all work at the same place. So you ain't got to, everybody making the same amount of money. Ain't no sense of spending those expensive things on everybody. Because you're like, hey, we all work the same thing. You know how my money looks. So here's a little $25 gift card to Starbucks. Now, enjoy your way. Like, don't go over $25 unless you're trying to get some cheeks. You know what I'm saying? Really? Or a promotion. I'm just saying. Movie night. The fuck? At a Christmas party? Absolutely not. Comedy night. What? At a party?
That's what y'all
Everybody's
saying.
Not funny.
Like, they might have somebody
no.
Up there.
Like, no. Some people think I'm funny, but I don't think I can keep nobody laughing like that. I'm not that funny. I mean, I got a good.
You got to keep the drinks flowing.
You board games. Listen, if you break out the board games at the Christmas party, at the office party, this shit lame as fuck. I'm getting the fuck up out of here.
I mean, y'all better have some money on the table.
Something. We better be playing some kind of, we better be playing some kind of game that adults
that's
play.
That's some money, yeah.
Yeah, we ain't gonna get naked. Bowling? What? Okay, I guess trivia? Trivia's cool. Karaoke? Cool. Those are some good choices,
but not, no.
Ah, man, listen, man. The dudes is kind of whack. I don't want to go to that party if this is what y'all doing at the party. I'd rather go to the don't party where, you know, you
so
can
you
see.
You can catch a charge and lose
nah,
your job.
I don't want to catch a charge. I would just be sitting there like, yo, man, that nigga Nicholas was wilding at the party last night. Yo, that nigga Nick. Yo, the nigga was goddamn over at going around here harassing all the ladies, bro. Like, one lady slapped
everybody titties.
Yes, he like, you should have seen that nigga Nick. Like, I want to be there. Like, Nick would be a, yo, Nick, see him at work. Yo, Nick, you a wild boy. Oh, Nick, they want to see you in the office, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So sick.
Nick, they pull you in the office. That whole little break, he nervous as fuck. He know he ain't got no job because he wild out at the office party. But yeah, people would be at these office parties getting drunk with their bosses and shit. And
I mean, and some people like it. Some people think it's all good. But for me, I just say no because whenever the lines get blurred, then you really got problems. So it's best that you just leave that shit alone.
Boss fuck around, say nigga or something. He think y'all cool. Some music playing. He just
this
rapping
my
along.
Shit.
He just rapping along with it like, yeah, niggas in the fucking house. You're like, whoa, boss man, what the fuck? Niggas in the house. Like,
yeah, that's what I said.
Yes. What's going on? I was just singing a song, man. I'm
going to call it you a nigga.
You know, I wasn't saying you were the N-word. I was saying, like, nigger, like you said in the song. Not you being the N-word. I was the song said nigger, so that's what I was saying. But I would never say the N-word just to be saying it. You know, it's a difference. It's a difference.
But it's not.
Yes, man. So, be careful at your office parties, man. We don't want to see nobody banged up. Speaking of banged up, Derrick Jackson, you remember him, Queen Jern? The YouTube, he used to pander to the women, and then he got caught cheating with his wife.
And he had to sit on the thing, and his wife had looked all homely.
With the bonnet on and shit?
Yeah.
Girl. So finally, he divorces his wife.
Yeah. I knew it wasn't going to last long.
He kept cheating on her, and hopefully she would divorce him, but she never would divorce him. So he went and did it himself. And I just got to know, Queen Jer, how sad is that, man?
I mean, it ain't really sad. It's just a simple fact of the matter that he should have left a long time ago. He knew he didn't want to be with her. And if you just continue embarrassing somebody, you hoping that she can have enough sense and understand who she is as a person. And you just realize you had brainwashed her to the point where she thought that she needed to stand by her man. And you was everybody man. So it's like...
Everybody man.
I guess. But it's, I mean, you know... I just feel like people have to really think about these types of things. Like, you going into this relationship, you cheating. And the thing was, he was cheating with a lot of people. It wasn't like he was still with that same lady. That same one that he got caught up with the first time. And then my thing is, if your wife trying to salvage the relationship, you could have been honest with her from the beginning. Like, girl, this really ain't working. This ain't, I mean, like, my thing was, they did not look compatible. And
well, I mean,
people can say whatever they want to say. Like, she looked... Homie.
Let me ask you a question. Would you think that was by design? Or, like, if I... let's say, for business sakes, like, I was like, yo, Queen Jern, I did some dumb shit. And we came out and did a video like that. Ain't you gonna come out there looking like a bad bitch?
I'm gonna be dressed to the
nines. Yeah, I ain't gonna have you...
Because I ain't gonna give the people a reason, like, oh, that's why he cheated on her.
Oh, yeah. Like, any woman
she
looking
like... Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah,
something.
Every woman was like, shit, nigga, I got a chance with that nigga. Like,
that's
like
the case.
You know what
and
I'm
you
saying?
Coming home to her.
Yes.
I know I could get it.
And so he just set her up to be a target from the gate. And you know what I'm saying? So it's just like...
That might have upped his numbers right there.
Hell yeah. Because the women... Like, once he got caught, it ain't like they canceled this nigga. Like, the niggas... We was happy to see that nigga get canceled. Cause we was like, y'all up here listening to this nigga.
And
this,
he
just telling y'all what y'all want to hear. And you know what I'm saying? You know, we were just like, this old goddamn spaghetti head ass nigga lying. Like, this nigga ain't shit. And then, you know, that's why we was happy to see his downfall on that. But, you know, then the wife, like, just a couple weeks ago, she was out there putting hexes on people and talking about...
Because she crazy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, she crazy. You know what I'm saying? That only means one thing.
The dick was good?
No, crazy girls, you know, they got that amazing box.
Not if the nigga's fucking everybody and not
facts,
fucking her.
Facts. I take that back. So, she just crazy.
Yeah, she didn't get the box.
Yeah, because he ain't out there doing no wild shit. Shout out to all the niggas out there breaking their arms to keep the woman from leaving them.
Hey, and I ain't mad at them.
How you break your own arm, though?
How
do you override the brain telling you to stop? You're hurting yourself. This is going to hurt. And you like, no, nigga, brain, I'm taking control. How do you take control of your own brain? That shit is amazing. And hurt yourself. Like, Lord Jesus. I couldn't imagine. That ain't no love. That's insanity. Because we saw, like, we were just watching that show that we gonna talk about. There's a difference between
whatever. That's love. Man. That's love.
So, you know, if you're willing to hurt yourself behind a nigga, that's crazy. But get back to Mr. Jackson, man. Relaying it back to us. Well, not us, but you. Or a situation. Not saying we would be in this situation at all. So, would you ever, like, stick around with a nigga that wouldn't... Like, let's say if I want a divorce, would you just, like, I'm not going to sign the papers? Mm-hmm. Would you do that?
No, because my thing is, once you tell me you don't want to be here, I'm not trying to convince you. I'm not campaigning to be with a nigga. Like, if you don't want to be here no more, I don't want to hold nobody with, you know, against their will. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, because I wouldn't even feel safe. Like, you'll say probably, like, you know, I would never hurt you, blah, blah, blah. But if you're in something that you don't want to be in, you've expressed that. Why would I hold you?
I might
here?
Just be happy just to be able to see you every day. Like, I don't, you know, even if we don't never, like, I'm not leaving. Like, I already told you.
Yeah, you say that, but you, I mean, if we are saying, if we're telling the truth, I mean, it would be only one way to end that. What so it's like, if you can't sign this paper, you're going to have to go.
What you mean, have to go?
Sir. That, I mean, like, it's nothing else to do. Like, you're not going to hold me hostage and I have whatever years on my clock left. And I'm going to beg you for a divorce? Like, no, bro. We're going to have to handle this as adults.
I'm not signing this shit.
Okay.
No, like, you don't have to. No divorce. I'm not doing it.
But you...
Every time that nigga run up and try to serve me papers, I'm like, get away. I'm be in the house. I'm not going nowhere.
That's what you say.
I'm serious.
I mean, you just said how if somebody cheated on you, you would leave them, so...
I didn't say I would leave. I mean, it depends on the nature of the relationship. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, situation now. No, I ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going, like I said, I ain't going to leave. Stay here. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, hey, you good? I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah, and you would just sit here and torture me every day of my life because we wouldn't have sex no more. Mm-hmm. You would do whatever you want to do. And mm-hmm. we're supposed to just coexist, and I'm supposed to just be begging you every day for the rest of my life to be with me, to love me, to show me some affection. Like,
hey,
to
you can stop
whatever,
begging.
Whatever.
Hey, I'm just like, I'm just not going nowhere. I'm just like, that's cool.
That's not okay.
That's just what it's going to be. I'm like, yo, you stop including me on meals. I'm going to make my own meals, whatever. It's cool. Like, it is what
so
it is.
So you would be in an environment that's hostile.
It ain't going to be hostile.
Just because
it ain't
gonna
be hostile.
It's going to get hostile.
I'm like, I ain't bothering you. Like, lady, I don't know what your problem is. Like,
it's going to get hostile. It's going to escalate.
So you telling me we couldn't coexist like that?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm going to want to do it to somebody.
I'm like, wait, that's fine. Go do it with your little boyfriend. You know, that's not my business. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going nowhere. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to leave.
That's what that lady thought, too.
Hey.
And then what happened? He served her on papers, and she finally had to sign it. Had to go ahead, uncontested.
And you saw what she wrote on there.
That lady says she
hey, but it's not TV talk right now. This is not TV talk.
Gracefully.
You know.
Well, let's get it.
We're back on subject. What was we talking about?
We were talking about the fact that your boy that you were so
oh,
happy
yeah, yeah,
about,
yeah.
Derrick Jackson, gave his wife a divorce.
I mean, I wasn't happy about it. I mean, you know, he's not my kind of guy. He's one of them niggas that pander to the ladies and tell them what they want to hear. And,
but then the thing is, all he did was perpetuate the stereotype that
exactly.
niggas ain't shit. And so when you was trying to say that it was somebody out there that was going to be good and do all the things that the woman wanted them to do, then you showed that, again, yet again, you being an example, it fell through the cracks because the niggas do not exist.
I'm one of those niggas. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But I don't be sitting up here preaching to the niggas and telling, oh, you know, I don't, I give the worst advice. I just live life righteously.
And that can't be
hella disciplined. Listen.
You can't, those two spirits cannot exist.
I trained myself.
In the same place.
I took a whole year to train myself discipline. And that's why I know. What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I know you have to be disciplined. You don't have to. It's no such thing. You cannot make yourself have sex with somebody, cheat. You know, it takes will. You know what I'm saying? You have to do it. If you don't want to do it, it's not going to happen. It's not like that situation where you just grab it. Oh, what are you doing? Stop. That shit don't fucking happen. You know what I'm saying? So you have to not do it. You have to be like, no, I'm not. And that's just how it is. It's no temptation. You have control over temptation. That's what I be saying. You know what I'm saying? So I personally took a whole year to train myself discipline-wise when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? And that just, I never forgot how to do it. So I could be disciplined. It ain't like that.
I'm glad you're disciplined.
Yes.
Meanwhile, you be stalking and looking at women all over the place.
Oh, wow. Now you said stalking. Look at that. Like I'm some kind of creep or something.
Hey, I don't know what you are.
I ain't, oh, come on, man. I'm your husband. That's what I am. I'm your husband. On paper. Not a creep. I'm a good guy.
You all right?
I am. You know, I'm not no Derrick Jackson, man. So shout out Derrick Jackson, man. He got a new boo already. He looked like how his wife used to look when he first got with her. See, the wife used to be on that hot girl stuff, you know what I'm saying, when he first got with her, then she got homely, and then now he went out and got a girl that used to look like how the wife did. So, you know, who knows? But shout out to him. Good luck on all his future endeavors. And good luck to her, man. Some dude gonna scoop her up, you know what I'm saying, you know, because she popping online. She gonna find love. Trust.
Oh, she gonna find a lot of somebody. Yes, somebody yes. Them DMs just is, them DMs, she be around here looking like, hey, she clean up
real niggas good. Gonna clean up well. Like I said, mm-hmm. Them DMs is hopping. You know what I'm saying? That's probably some low mileage cooch right there, guys. You know what I'm saying? So,
really?
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Just saying, fellas. Just saying. You know what I'm saying? She looked real homely. She been in the house. You know what I'm saying? One owner. Her Carfax saying is one owner. Low miles. You know what I'm saying? Couple. You know what I'm saying? Couple kids. It have been in the shop a couple times. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it's still good to go. Got
overall
good Camry right there. Run for a while.
Quality vehicle.
So if you were a car, what kind of car would you be? Choose wisely now.
I'm just saying. I mean, something that's gonna be durable.
Mm.
Something that's, you know.
So what you so I'm we already
a,
so
you're not a Chevrolet,
not a Ford. So you said Chevrolet.
Yeah, some kind of Chevrolet crossover.
A crossover, okay.
Yeah, something that's, you know what I'm saying, it's got to be durable, everyday stuff for, you know, taking the kids, dropping off stuff, picking up groceries, all kind of, you know. Carrying on, got an extra kid, dog in the back, so gotta have spacious, you know.
So would you like with a Suburban?
Heavy duty, something that, yeah, sounds good. Suburban Tahoe, something in that line.
Okay, I got you. Me, probably, something that's low key.
So you ain't no truck?
No, I ain't no truck. I'm more of like a, I'd say I might be a Dodge.
A Dodge?
Yeah, reliable.
A Dodge.
Reliable. Yes. Sturdy.
I guess.
Loyal. You usually get a Dodge, you stay in a Dodge family, you know.
Is that right?
Yes.
I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah. So I'm probably a Dodge.
I'm a bow tie type of girl.
Am I a Challenger or a Charger?
Oh, God. That's why you want to be on that, because you just like them cars.
I don't really like them cars.
No more?
I mean, back before them became dope dealer cars, yeah, I liked them. But once they became dope dealer cars, I was like, oh.
They ain't dope dealer cars unless there's dope dealers in them.
Man, that's shit. And the police think everybody in one is a dope dealer. So that's a dope dealer car. I don't want one of them. Like, hell no. Nah. You know what I'm saying? But nah, I probably not a Dodge.
I mean, it'd be something, you know, whatever.
I think I'm either going to be a Honda or a Honda. I'm a Honda.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's just sturdy.
Okay.
Lasts forever.
Not really, but yeah.
I mean, just.
It's all right.
Takes a licking.
You can get a lot out of it, I guess.
Takes a licking and keeps on ticking, nigga. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That sound all right, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Easy to fix. You know what I'm saying? You know, it ain't. Yes. Honda.
Honda, but we were never talking about cars, but yeah.
But yeah, man. It's top 10 time, y'all.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Top 10 is when we talk about 10 things. Sometimes we do it from 1 to 10. Sometimes we do it from 10 to 1. But each time we do it, it's going to be 10 of them. And this week, we're doing the top 10 gifts not to buy your man. So you know what that only means, right? What's going to happen next week?
The top 10 gifts not to buy your woman.
Exactly. So these are the top 10 worst gifts for your man. Number 10, bath-related products, salts, bubbles, robes. I don't know, man. I kind of disagree with that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because some good soaps and whatever like that. You know, if I don't have to buy that shit, that's cool. Like, it's certain little shit as a man I mean, I buy it, but if somebody else buy it, I use whatever they buy me. You know what I'm saying? As long as it ain't no fuck nigga shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how it is.
Okay.
Number 9, favorite coupons. What? Don't give me no shit. That's
for something the kids need to give to grown people. That ain't nothing that no spouses or whatever. Because that's cute. Maybe, like, if it's a, like, first event. You know what I'm saying? First anniversary, first something. And you holding out on some shit. Maybe. I don't know. But I don't think that's going to be something that I'll value. Mm. Unless it was something like, you know, you had some real special something. Not no, just no freaky shit.
Don't do that shit. Number 8. Wallets. This is a
if it's a quality wallet.
Apparently guys like the old broken ones. Now, it's something about a wallet that you and that wallet been together for so long that even when it's breaking down, you still stick with it. And then it's you got to get used to the new wallet, and you know, because I'm just in that process myself. I done had a new wallet for the past about 6 months. I say it's been different, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I get it. You ain't just gonna take, you know, another wallet. You know, that's just you and your wallet. It's an intimate.
I mean, you have it for a long time, so you don't want a lot of them because you ain't gonna be interchanging wallets.
Exactly. Number 7, plants and flowers. Now listen, depends on what kind of flowers they are. Cause I know some guys that like flowers for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But certain plants.
Apparently.
You know, I know some guys, so I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
Number 6, couples bani pedi. Now listen, I don't see the problem with it. Maybe because it's a couple thing, and it's like how you would get me a gift and you getting a gift too. Like,
I mean, I pay you for the shit. It shouldn't matter.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, but it's like, you know, I don't know. Number 5, picture frames. Listen.
You might need it.
I don't even take pictures, so, you know, that's one thing. I rarely take pictures, like rarely. You know what I'm saying? My wife hates that, just so she knows. She's like, the last family picture we got, our kids was like 8, 9, so maybe.
Yeah, probably. But we'll be taking some this year, so.
Number 4, underwear, socks, and shirts. This is bullshit.
That's the best gift.
Best fucking gift. Don't fucking do that. That's the minimal gift you should get.
Yeah, because it's something they actually going to use.
Yes, get that nigga some drawers, some motherfucking socks, and some wife beaters, man. T-shirts, whatever you call them. I don't know.
Yeah, now that y'all are trying to use the right type of terminology.
Number 3, razors. Listen, I don't shave, so I don't. I can go buy. I mean, I got some clippers myself to keep my face clean, so I don't need razors. Number 2, mixtapes or a playlist. I mean, if you broke and that's all you can afford, just say that. You know what I'm saying? but if you give me a playlist for Christmas, you're gonna be listening to that shit for a long ass time.
Oh Lord!
Because I'm gonna be out of fucking dough.
In memory of me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's going to be the name of that motherfucker. You're going to have all playlists of niggas that fail relationships. That's going to say King Jern because he out the fucking dope. And number 1, the worst gift to give for your man, chocolates or stuffed animals. Listen, if they're figurines or whatever these kids want to call the action figures and stuff that they get, or the dolls or action, hey, get that for the man if that's what the nigga like. But chocolates and shit, like, you a cheap ass. Look, that's Valentine's Day shit. Like, why are you getting me chocolates for Christmas? Like, if you a woman and you getting your man chocolates for Christmas, you give him a terrible bad gift. Like, fuck that shit. So that's the top 10 worst gifts for you, man.
Yeah, I think chocolates gotta be the worst.
Yes, man. Next week, man, we're coming with for the women, seeing what they have. That's gonna be interesting because who knows? I might be on that list. Well, it's TV Talk time. Y'all know what it is, TV Talk. We talk about the shows, give y'all a little synopsis of what we watched. And we're going to start with Abbott Elementary. It was the Christmas episode on Abbott Elementary.
It was the season finale or something.
Well, the break, they coming back in January, so they ain't going to have no shows for a couple weeks, so there'll be no Abbott. So what did you think about the episode?
I thought it was good.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good Christmas episode. Can't remember the theme of it. Oh, yeah, Janine. That's when they went out and stuff, right?
Yeah.
They went out to the club.
And they saw all the work people outside of work. Yeah, Ava and who else? Him, her, and everybody.
Greg and Ava was at the thing, yeah.
They was supposed to have a little moment, and they was about to kiss, and then
his girlfriend called,
and it was just like,
she was at a bar around the corner, and she slipped, and she was outside, and his homeboy kind of met her, and they talked for a little bit. I think
the homeboy finna get with her.
That's Vince Staples, a rapper, so they might have him a good recurring role. We can see if he's going to have a recurring role. That'd be dope.
She was just with a little rapper the last time.
Yeah, but he's a...
he was a rapper on the show. This one is a rapper. This is a rapper in real life.
Yeah, Janine loves the rappers.
Apparently.
Yeah, so then we find out the Ava boyfriend of 5 years according to him, 2 years according to her, is Andre Iguodala, and they went out partying, so her and Janine partied. What's my boy Jacob? That's his name.
The white boy.
Yes, he never was in the Christmas spirit, and he was ruining their little fun. So he went out and got gifts for him or whatever, and got back in the spirit. So it was a Christmas episode.
Yeah,
you get what you get with Abbott Elementary. Still dope.
It was fun.
Still good. Don't let the way I just described that.
Yeah, because you sound horrible. But the janitor man, Mr. Johnson, he was the one who got Jacob to get himself together. Yeah. He's like, man, you bringing out a mood. Like, this is their time to get excited, they get a break, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? You coming over here with all this bar humbug crap.
Yeah,
and,
nobody cares.
You know, we want you to do, you know what I'm saying, do better or leave, I guess. Basically, like, don't bring down the mood.
Mm.
And so then he came, had the spirit, and got everything spruced up, and everything went well.
Ended up going on a trip with his boyfriend. Got a boyfriend, didn't want him to go because he was like, you're bringing down the mood. Yeah. So, you know, but I get it. You know what I'm saying? Some people
like that.
Some people like that around the holidays. Yeah. I don't know why.
Spoiler alert.
I'm not a spoiler. I don't mess up the day. I just be like,
you do.
It's no big deal.
You bring it down.
I just be like, don't count. Look, because it's like one, we stay up late to play Santa Claus, right?
Christmas is for kids.
Okay,
so exactly. Let the kids enjoy it. Like, whatever you got to go through it. And be satisfied with it. Because it's going to be a day where it's just going to be us in here. And we going to do nothing. And we going to just hope that the kids come over. That's going to be it. And so what you going to do then? You going to miss the days where, the kids woke you up at 4 o'clock in the morning to say, Dad, look at this stuff.
I get that.
Don't, though. Apparently.
Yeah, but I still I be tired.
You don't, because you stay your ass up too late. Take your ass to bed, because now you ain't even got no excuse.
Yeah.
Go to sleep so that you can wake up at 4 o'clock.
They don't need to wake up at 4 now. I'm telling them that they too old for that shit.
You can't tell them that, because we got to get on the road at 10 o'clock. So by 10 a.m.
So they too old.
We out of here.
Listen.
But you choose to do with that information is your
business. Yeah. So, that's all Abbott Elementary, man. Like we said, they're taking a break. They'll be back in January. So we'll have to watch some more things. And one of the new things that we did watch, we watched this show called Reasonable Doubt. Now,
we watched the whole nine
episodes. We knocked it out. You know what I'm saying? Amazing. Queen Germ actually stuck around for something. And you know what I'm saying?
All it takes is an inmate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Inmate show. That's what it was. God damn it. I ain't even put two and two together. Anyway, Reasonable Doubt is a show about this L.A. lawyer. She's a woman, and she's she's a woman and black, and and she's real good at her job, and she is a defense attorney for some big firm, and the big story is
let me tell them.
Cool, go ahead.
So,
I guess I wasn't telling
you. I mean, you was just like, you was taking a long time. You was trying to get it together, but nonetheless, the young lady, she was a really good lawyer, as stated. The issue was, the inmate, when she was a public defender.
There you go.
A public defender, and she kind of fell in love or lust with the dude, and he couldn't do nothing but think about her. Although they lost his case, he was in prison for 16 years. He went ahead and said that he did it, although he's saying that he didn't.
To get free.
So that he can get free and live a life with her.
At parole.
And he did parole out. They started playing around with each other, playing around with the idea of dating her. Her husband was already having some problems, so it wasn't like they fell off because of the inmate. But it complicated things, so they went through some trials and tribulations. She was doing a lot. She had some issues going on back home with her stepdaddy, did some things to her when she was a teenager. So that kind of led into her dysfunctional relationships with men. And then her and the inmate had this relationship when she wanted to break it off. Yep. He lost his mind and he decided that, you know, he couldn't live without her. So that's how that part of the story ended. Her and her husband seemed like they might be trying to rekindle some stuff. And then she also did it with her so-called security guard because her husband got somebody to watch over them because they were separated and because her job was so risky with her being a lawyer for all of these criminals. So it's a really, really good movie. I mean, a series. I think that the actors and the movie or the series is really, really
good. The show.
The show.
Yes.
They are really, really good. And I think that, you know, it's something that you should check out.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out. Definitely. One thing to note, all the episodes are Jay-Z song titles. I don't
know. That's the part he wanted to see.
I mean, I don't know if that means anything. Jay-Z it had mean nothing. Anything to me. Yeah, it's just funny that the show's called Reasonable Doubt and all of them are song titles. So I wonder, I guess you got to continue that going forward.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I guess that's the little thing that you had to stick with. It looks like there will be a season two from what happened. So please do yourself a favor. Check out the show. It's an easy watch. It's got cussing in it, so it's not like a
and sex
network TV show. Yeah, you got sex in it. If
that's something that you
yeah. need. If sex, yeah, they got drug use, sex. They got all the covered. Murder, you know, all the vile shit is covered in it, so you would probably like it.
Yeah.
So please check it out, check it out, check it out. I think it's on Hulu. It's on fucking Hulu. So yeah. So check that out. Reasonable Doubt. Well, that's all for TV talk. Yeah, that's about it. I saw that what's this? Last Chance U, the basketball season 2 came out, so y'all know what that means. Well, it's time for Queen Jern's favorite time of the show. It's bad. Blood. Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know, we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, neither one of us has a SAG card. But every week, we come here and we do this for y'all. This week, the situation goes a little something like this. Ratchet nurses cleaning up a patient. Now, Queen Germ, you want to one us be the nurse and one us be the patient, or we both be nurses?
I think I like the one be a nurse and one be a patient.
All right, so this is what's going on. We got the ratchet nurse. She's in there cleaning up a patient, and she's sick of the patient shit. She or he is sick of the patient shit. Queen Germ, would you like to be the patient or the nurse?
I would like to be the nurse.
All right, well, I'll be the patient. Are you ready?
Yes.
Action!
Hey, Mr. Jump. What you got going on today?
Listen, I couldn't make it to the bathroom today, and I went on myself, man.
You don't sound like you ashamed of this shit here.
I'm really not, because I know I ain't the one that have to clean it up.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, you better get some of these wipes and get to wiping your backside.
I'm not doing it.
Turn over. How am I going to get to it if you ain't going to turn over?
And you better come up here and lift my leg up.
You just a big old nasty sorry motherfucker.
Hey, oh well.
Okay, you going to see how well it is when you around here chafe and okay. Got a damn diaper rash.
Hey, look.
Big nasty ass okay with that.
Hey, listen, I tell him you left me like this.
So that's all you want to do is be a tattletale?
I ain't say I'll be a tattletale. I just say you need sound to get like the wiping. It.
I'm going to get the wiping, but you done laid here and shit on yourself, your big grown ass.
Yep.
And you telling me you couldn't get to the bathroom?
Nope.
There's no way you could have got your butt up out this bed?
Nope.
Do you know what you smell like?
I don't care.
Oh, so you don't care?
I've been sitting here for like 45 minutes anyway.
And you going to sit for another 45 with that bad attitude?
Man, that's fine with me.
You really think that this is okay?
I told you better come up here, lift my leg
I
up.
I better.
You
talking
about some rolling over?
I better.
I just want to lift my leg up.
Okay.
I don't feel like rolling over.
You didn't feel like taking your big ass to that damn bathroom.
I sure
either.
Didn't.
Okay.
Because I knew you was going to have to come in and clean it up.
Well, you're going to see what I come up and clean up because I'm about to go take my lunch.
Okay.
So you can sit there a little while longer.
When you get through eating, you're going to come back here and wipe
my
ass.
And I'm not.
Okay. We'll see.
You'll see.
We'll see because I don't know why you acting like that.
Nigga, you better act like you know how to handle your business better than this here.
I know how to handle my business.
You stay.
Hey, look, I handle my business now.
Yeah, you handle it. You handle it.
You can wipe it up now or not.
I'm not.
I ain't gonna do
it. I'm not.
See? That's fine.
You need to be trying to make your way to the bathroom because you big and disgusting.
Nope. I'm just gonna lay here.
You make it look bad for all fat people in the world.
What? Listen, ma'am.
All fat people in the world. Ain't nobody that trifling that they gonna lay there.
I've been fat my whole life.
Apparently.
Ain't that fat you can talk about me that I ain't already heard.
Apparently.
Ma'am. That's why I'm up in the hospital right now.
and you think it's okay? You got all kind of conditions on this chart.
Y'all people think y'all come with the fat jokes like I ain't heard them all, ma'am. I'm 875 pounds. You think I ain't heard every fat joke in the book? Now, like I said, you either gonna lift this leg up and wipe my ass, or not. But I ain't. Not. I'm not.
I can't do this. Like you, do you know what a nigga who 875 pounds shit smell like?
Hey, it smells same way a nigga that's 200 pounds shit
smells. This shit here smells something different.
No, it don't. It smells like shit. That's what it smells like.
It smells like shit on top of shit.
Oh well. So is you gonna get the wiping or what?
Nah, bro.
I need that warm rag.
I can't do it.
Well, listen. It's time for you to wash me down anyway.
It's time to clock out anyway.
You wash me down every other day anyway. Why is any day today? Today no different.
Because you got doo doo on you.
So what?
I got to pull all this stuff from behind you.
All right, let's get to work then. You sitting here doing all this talking. You need to get the wiping. What you coughing for? It ain't that bad,
nigga.
It ain't that bad. And listen.
I got to get my good gloves.
Go get what you need to get. Let's get the wiping. Cut.
Sick. Sick.
Hey, yo, shout out to all the nurses out there that really got to wipe somebody's ass, dog. Like, yo, them the real heroes right there, because I swear to God, I swear to everything I love. Not wiping no fuck body. Hey, I could not have a job where I got to wipe random ass. It might be a day come on, I have to wipe like two people, one person's ass, three people. That's not living right there. So shout out to them. Anybody that's a nurse out there, y'all got my full respect, because it takes a real person to wipe another motherfucker ass.
So if something happened to me, you wouldn't.
Baby, I love you. It's a difference.
Okay.
You know,
I just want to know where
I'll buy a day. I'll be like, yo, look, this is what you do. You sit down and just squirt your ass.
So you going to help me get on there if I can't move?
Yeah, I help you get on there, but you know what I'm saying? You know, but I'm not wiping your ass now. I will buy a bidet.
Really? If you shit for real, you might have to get up in there. That water ain't coming out that strong to blow that out of there.
Yeah, just let that shit run. Just sit there for 5-10 minutes and let it just sit there. Just let it run and spray. It'll knock
enough of it off.
Yeah, sit there till your ass cheeks raw. I don't give a fuck. Please.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I can't afford to be sick now.
I mean, listen.
You don't give a damn.
It's a difference. I love you. My love for you.
You done said it. You done said it. That ain't gonna change.
That's all jokes right now, but the care when I look at you and see that you couldn't do it yourself.
Nah.
Of course I would do that. You know what I'm saying? But but I love you. I couldn't go to work and wipe a stranger's ass. Like,
if that was your job, you better go there.
That's why I said I'm in the wrong profession. That's the first day I had to do that. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I can't do this. Like, I didn't know I was out to wipe somebody's ass. Like, I didn't know that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing it. Like, that's cool. So, yeah, man. Shout out to all y'all out there. It's reading the rap lyrics time. Over here, we read rap lyrics. And when we read them in an office voice, a professional voice, a hood voice, a badly accent. Don't fucking matter. As long as you read the lyrics. It's Queen Germ's time. And if y'all don't know, Queen Germ has been picking her own rhymes lately.
I don't need that. You ain't got to let the people know that.
You ain't got no ghostwriter. I'm just letting niggas know out there. You ain't got no ghostwriter. So please, just go with it, man. Damn, give me credit.
I'm just saying, I don't need
that. I'm giving you credit.
Nigga.
I'm giving you credit.
Okay, you want to hear these lyrics?
Please, let the people hear the lyrics.
All right, here they go. She got a little bit of stomach, but that's okay. She gonna let a real nigga eat her. I appreciate a woman with a whole lot of cake. Baby, that's a whole lot of shape. If I die, then I die. Baby, ride my face. I'ma wrap my arm around your waist and hold on real tight while you do it. Perk like Lizzo when you ride to the music. So that's none other than one of my favorite songs that I done had on repeat for a while this last couple of weeks. It's called Lizzo by Moonwalker. I know you liked it.
All right. check out Mr. Moonwalker and his song Lizzo.
I tell you, niggas always hating.
I didn't say anything bad. I say what I say every week when we do the reading out lyrics. And it's just,
all right, keep going, bud.
Yes,
keep
going, baby. Yes. You're trying to sabotage the show. Queen Jern's a saboteur.
Yeah. And I keep coming back with this nigga every week.
We're in an abusive relationship with this podcast, huh? You just keep coming back.
If you say so.
It's HBCU confession time. HBCU confessionals. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets and read them, Queen Germ. This one goes a little something like this. My homegirl was showing me pics of her family recently, and her dad is fine as fuck. Would it be wrong if I fucked him? I promise I'm not a whore. He just looks really good. Fam you. Queen Germ, react.
And the craziest thing about that is that a situation like that happened between some of my students. Mm. And the daddy is in the wrong.
Ow.
Because it's simple. You wrong.
What if the daddy's single?
It doesn't matter. The point is, this girl in school with your child. You shouldn't. I mean, that tells you how y'all menfolk think. You shouldn't even think it's okay to fuck a nigga that is the same age as your kid.
I didn't say he was right or wrong. I just said, how is he wrong?
He is wrong. I'm telling you how. I mean, because it doesn't make any sense. And then it's like, okay, the girl, she doing too much. Is she even looking at your daddy that hard? But at the same time, you going out your way to fuck somebody who you really shouldn't be attracted to. Like, if you know the nigga kid and y'all the same age, you shouldn't be attracted to him. But he damn sure shouldn't be attracted to you if you got a kid that's the same age as the girl you fucking. I just feel like that's sick. That should be your normal, natural gauges. Like, I don't give a damn if you 50 years old.
What if he 32?
I don't give a damn. If you fuck somebody and you now have a kid that's the same age as the person you're currently fucking, you're sick. You're sick, male or female.
So hold on. So what?
That's disgusting.
What if somebody is, their kid is 27, they fuck somebody that's 27, they sick?
Yes. Yes. Definitely. Definitely. And it don't change who the person is.
30.
Because it doesn't matter. If I'm a 60-year-old woman and I have a 30-year-old son and I'm fucking a 30-year-old, I'm sick. I am sick. These people, you can't judge that no other way because you have built those parameters. Because, I mean, that's just like saying, shit, you done had a baby at the age of 15. So you go out here and now you fucking niggas, you know what I'm saying? You're really
good. 33 now. Yeah. You're 33.
That's
your
not
son
okay.
18.
That's not okay. That's not okay. So, you out here fucking niggas that's 18? Like, why? What would you even want an 18-year-old for? Like, if you move the scale a little bit farther down, it makes it a little bit more realistic because you can say, okay, I'm, you know what I'm saying? If you're 55 and the nigga that you dating is 40 and you got a 40-year-old, it's still nasty. But the point is, hey.
So what about 45, 35?
I mean,
that's on the fringe,
to
right
each,
there.
Yeah, I don't really see the need for that 10-year gap because you know, from decade to decade, it's a lot that happens in them 10 years. And so, to me, I don't even see what we got to really talk about. It's just got to be for fun, sex, money, something superficial, because it can't really be. I mean, like every now and then, you gonna cross up a set that really go together, that match up perfectly or well. But for the most part, it's on some bullshit.
So you don't think there's no way a 49-year-old man could be like, my soulmate is a 19-year-old girl?
No, no way at
no
all.
Way, no,
no
way,
way
at all.
Like, no way, because it's like, what the fuck do you want? Like, you ain't grown as a 49-year-old if a 19-year-old is your match.
That's their soulmate, though.
It ain't. It can't be. It's your dick mate. It ain't your soulmate. I know that ain't gonna be the case, because you ain't. Y'all ain't matching on nothing. I mean, that girl ain't live long enough to have no good conversation for no 49.
What if I'm 39 and a 19-year-old?
Still gross.
29 and a
19. Still gross. Still gross. Mm-mm. It's not okay.
Oh shit. That's
crazy.
The people just
sick, but people gonna do what they do. Yeah. But I mean, I've seen it done before because at first the girl was trying to keep it a secret. She didn't want nobody to know she was fucking around with the daddy. But you know, certain stories is just too good to keep to yourself. Mm. You gotta tell it to somebody.
Yes.
And so when the shit came out, then after a while, I guess the daddy must have made the child feel good about it, or you know, tried to calm him down, had him sit down and talk to each other or whatever. Listen, so next thing you know, the girl calling her stepdaughter and shit, and I was just like,
oh man, that's a bad black cinema right there.
That's not okay.
That's a bad black cinema.
No.
Daddy sit the daughter down, tell him I'm fucking your friend.
Your classmate, because they really weren't friends, but yeah.
Well, they were the same thing. Classmate. Girl go to your school.
Yeah. This is
one of them sick girls at that schoolhouse.
And that's how you know your ass too old to be fucking somebody else at the schoolhouse. That's exactly how you know.
At the schoolhouse.
You ain't got to have no, you should have no dealings with, fuck the teacher. Don't be around here fucking the churn in the classroom.
Amen. That's another story for another day. Well, let's keep it 100 time, Queen Germ. Do you have a keep it 100 for the people?
Yes, I have a keep it 100. My keep it 100 this week is the odds are in your favor if you just keep trying.
100.
So, you know, if you got some shit you got on your mind that you're thinking about doing, you know, it's coming close to the end of the year, get your plans together. You know, we want to start 2023 all fresh, but why wait? Why wait? Just go ahead and start doing some stuff that you want to do. Like, you know, if you're saying you're going to write a book, start another podcast, do some shit, or start a podcast, do some shit that you really want to do, you know, go ahead and launch that dream. So just keep on trying. The odds are in your favor if you keep trying. That's all I got to tell you.
All right, nice to the point. My keeping 100, man. Direct your anger in the right direction.
100.
Oh, my.
When you mad at somebody, man, don't take it out on somebody that ain't got nothing to do with it. Direct your anger to that person. You know what I'm saying? Direct your anger that way. Don't take it out on somebody else because you mad at your wife, so you gonna take it out on the kids. Or you mad at your job, so you taking it out on your wife. No! If you mad about your job, be mad about your job. If you mad at your wife, be mad at your wife. But don't take it out on nobody else. Take your anger out on the right person. That's my keeping 100. Queen Jern, it's winner or loser time. Do you have any winners?
I had a winner.
What happened to you, winner?
I moved my finger off the damn.
Just disappeared. The winner just disappeared.
And she was a young black girl who was an artist who had some nice little work that she was making a whole lot of money off. And I just thought it was a good winner, but I done lost her name, so. Sorry, young lady. I guess I'll find it by the time you finish yours.
Oh, wow. Well, my winners is the new NBA postseason trophies. Not really postseason trophies, just season trophies.
Winner!
They came up with 6 new trophies. They reimagined them, gave them to the new players. And so the MVP, the league MVP award is now called the Michael Jordan Trophy. The Clutch Player of the Year award is called the Jerry West Trophy. They renamed the Rookie of the Year award, called it the Wilt Chamberlain Trophy. Then they got the George Mikan Trophy. That's given to the most improved player. The Defensive Player of the Year Trophy will be called the Hakeem Olajuwon Trophy. And the Sixth Man of the Year Trophy is called the John Havlicek Trophy. So, shout out to those 6 superstars that got their names put on the award. Now, the Michael Jordan Award is 23.6 inches big, 23.6 inches in weight to symbolize his number, 6 rings, and he's got all these bedazzles. Michael Jordan is 5 pointed because of how many MVP trophies he won. You know, it's all Michael Jordan-ish. So, you know, so shout out to them with the new trophies, man. So that's another thing that the LeBron haters can say. They ain't named a trophy after no damn LeBron. They named it after Jordan. I told you Jordan to go, nigga. He the MVP trophy, nigga. Shit.
That's what
they
gonna sound like.
That's what they gonna sound like. So, Queen Germ, do you just want to pass on your winners this week?
Hey, I'll figure out. I have 2 next week. I got to find that girl. I mean, because she had really nice black art. And she was like a 22-year-old. I had the whole story. Like she was a 22-year-old young girl, black female. She started her own company. She's making a lot of money off of her art. And I just thought she would be an awesome winner. But I can't seem to find it. And it's like...
So shout out to that lady out there. You are a winner.
Really? I thought she was going to Google what I was saying I was talking. But you ain't shit.
Hey. So, shout out to her. She's a winner.
Shout out to her. She is my winner. And this week, I'm moving on to my loser.
Yes. Do you have a loser?
Yes, I do have a loser. And this week, my loser is none other than the Cardinals quarterback, Kyler Murray.
Loser.
Damn, you gonna kick a nigga while he down?
I mean, he gonna miss the rest of the season because he got a torn ACL.
So how you a loser for that?
He's going to lose. He's losing out because he's not going to be able to play for the rest of the
season. Damn, nigga tore his ACL.
Okay, but that's, I'm not saying, I guess his event that happened to him is causing him to be a loser. Now he is a loser.
His ACL is a loser.
Yeah, maybe let's go with
that. Yeah, let's call his ACL a loser.
Yeah, but he's in the category as a loser because of this. This is not a good look for his, it's not good for his team. That's all I'm saying.
Damn sure not good for his team.
It's not good for his team.
Because, hey, the fantasy niggas last night, that shit was crucial.
Yeah.
Like, niggas needed them points last night, and he got hurt on the third play of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just like, oh, shit. Like, I was going against a nigga that had Kyler Murray. I was like, damn, that's fucked up. Ding, ding. Look like I won.
Yeah.
Made it to the playoffs.
Look at you.
Hey.
He's turning it around.
I was like, look at that. You know what I'm saying? But, damn, shout out to Kyler Murray, man. Man, tough. Just got that extension. Then he got, sheesh.
That hurt.
Yeah, man. Well, my loser is this Orlando man that was in Clearwater, and he had relations with a golden doodle in front of adults and a child, damaged a nativity display at a nearby church, and tried to steal a car.
Loser.
So this is 36-year-old Chad Mason. Was arrested on several charges, including sexual activity with an animal, exposing sexual organs, and criminal mischief to a place of worship. He said he knew the owner of the dog and was taking the golden doodle out for a walk in the apartment complex. Then he started having relations with the dog in front of witnesses, including adults and a juvenile who was less than 16 years old. When Mason was confronted by one of the adults, he fled and began to wreak havoc in the surrounding areas. They say he ran to the Northwood Presbyterian Church, where he knocked over a nativity display, broke potted plants, and tossed children toys from the playground area. They say he did about $400 in damages to the church. Then they say he also damaged a mailbox in the adjacent neighborhood and tried to steal a car before he was taken into custody. So this nigga had one of the worst GTA sprees in history. Like, sir, like, you doing some Saints Row shit on GTA. Like, bruh, fucking a dog, bruh, and in front of people?
I mean, I'm like, trying to understand.
Yo, you a wild boy, my nigga. Like, yo, like I said.
You are beyond a wild boy. Bruh, you gotta, need to be put down.
A nigga need to stab you in your fucking neck. Because I swear to God, if I'm ever walking my dog and you grab my dog and start fucking my dog, you a dead nigga.
You ain't even finna get your dick out. I'm sorry.
Like, bruh, I swear to God, like, you're going to die. Like, for real. Like, yo, and that's. Man, so
I mean, he had to be fucking the dog more than this time.
This nigga, why? What was he on? Like,
how the dog? How you even maneuver the dog to what make the sure you was do all of what you was doing,
bro? Like what? Like, bro? Like, again, I feel uncomfortable talking about this, but just the logistics of it. That's all I'm saying. Already ready to go, or was this a seductive dog? You know what I'm saying?
Really, sir?
I'm just saying, was a dog like, you know, a loose dog? Like, she belonged to the streets. You know what I'm saying? He or she belonged to the streets.
I'm about to say, because at this rate, you don't know what he was
what
doing.
What the fuck? So, hey, bro. But look, we're going to move on because
I'm a little nervous.
I'm uncomfortable.
Ah, yeah.
I'm uncomfortable. But yeah, he's my loser, man. Wow. Ugh. What a fucking show. Queen Jern, man. Yeah,
that's the way to wrap it up.
Yeah, we knocked out this whole outline. I got to ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch. And, of course, my girl KY No Jelly. But anybody that's representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, Nara.
My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T, Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Texas T, my nigga CG24, we got Stax, we got MJ Money 9S, we got Pepe J from Be More, Steph from Be More, Dragon Lady, Nanita, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Anybody over there, site to fuck with a kid, Doc Clown, all the game. We got the No Man game. We got Dom and all the guys over there. Let's see. Any podcasters that fuck with us? First of all, let me give a shout out to the Black Pod Squad. We got 12 Kyle, 12 Kyle Podcast. We got Eclectic and the EDP. We got Corey Dos Equis, I'm Something Else, the Power Lunch Hour. We got Pork L, Miss Mini Mix, Cool Out Corner. We got Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game Podcast. We got Mad Static and the Beats Rhymes Body Slams. We got Dr. Abrasive Network and the Dr. Abrasive Show. We got Dr. Cam, Long Live K Law, the Truck Driver, Dr. Abrasive. That's the Black Pod Squad. Please go check us out. Listen. If y'all know of any good, we're looking for some good podcasts to join the network. And we just don't want any podcasts. We want consistent podcasts. Really looking for, like, we need, like, a female podcast. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yes. Just no. For business, babe. It's not, it's nothing like that. But anyway, shout out to any other podcasts that fuck with us. We got Jay from the Cognac Room. We got Morio at the Sound of My Voice. We got Mind Triggers. We got JR from WV Uncommon Place. We got motherfucking DLP. We got Conversation with Lamp. We got, who else we got? Rodis Live. Shambi Podden, shout out to her. Any other podcast to fuck with us, man, shout out to y'all. And anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, or no way at all, shout out to y'all. That's everybody, man. Everybody's gonna get shouted out. Anybody else, man, if I forgot, don't blame me. Blame Queen Germ.
Because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you sure don't. You don't give a fuck. So, it's time to rate your show, Queen Germ. What you gonna get your show today?
Oh, since it's the beginning, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Mm.
And the break has started.
Yes.
And I forgot my winner.
Mm.
So much of a winner. I still am looking for the lady name and I can't find it. I'm just going to have to bow out and say I'm going to rate my show a 9.
Mm. Well, I'm glad you rated your show a 9 because, you know, 9 is a number that is right after 7. And 7 is a number of completion, right? And you know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you have completions, you get 7 completions and then you get 8. So I'm going to rate my show a 8.
Sir.
Because Kobe wore 8.
Okay.
Well, look like we did our rating, like we did our shout-outs, like we did all the show. Now it's time to tell the people, don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast by going to Frocast.com. Don't forget about our voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar by going to NappyAfro.club. Don't forget to buy a fucking shirt, bitch. Now look, the window's getting smaller for you to get that shirt for Christmas for your boo or your man or your friend or your co-worker, it don't fucking matter. You know, just get them a shirt. Yeah, the sneaky link, whatever you want to call it, whatever that is. Like, you know, I don't know nothing about that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't. I don't do that now. Black man don't cheat. Nigga, I'm righteous. I walk the righteous path.
Okay.
So, on behalf of everyone here at the Nappy Afro Studios, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com